Thereafter, again, on the 360 beads, on each bead, we read the very first dua. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilayh. This is, there are two types. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahumullah ta'ala has said there are two khatmi khajgan. One is for the Chistiya silsila and one is for the silsila Qadiriyah. And alhamdulillah, this particular khatam or method is the Chistiya silsila. So with this, thereafter three times Durood Sharif is recited, and alhamdulillah, from there whatever dua is made, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. So therefore, a humble appeal is made that inshallah, within our family members, within our homes, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different ways in order to get rid of all calamities. Most important is to be subservient and abide to the commands of Allah. Most important is our salah, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with this, the various wazifas and so forth. Don't forget this khatmi khajgan. Wallahi, it is tested. And it has been proven correct and perfect. Our akabir never left it alone. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi rahimahumullah ta'ala, once the masla came to him. In fact, somebody, I would conclude with this, and probably just 2 minutes we will make mashq of this khatmi khajgan. One particular person wrote a fatwa asking Hazrat Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri rahimahumullah ta'ala, that this particular khatam is in a gathering, isn't it bidat? Immediately he wrote to Saharanpur, Hazrat Mulana Yahya Saharanpuri rahimahumullah ta'ala, asking him, what do you have to shed some light on this question? Hazrat Mulana Yahya Saharanpuri rahimahumullah ta'ala forwarded this question to Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, who was also among the senior khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi. When he read this, he came to a conclusion. There are two aspects in this. One is mudawamat and one is israr. Mudawamat is that which you will probably not find in Quran and Hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is within the precincts of Sharia. The kalimats are correct. There is nothing to do with shaitani or anything of that sort. And if you carry out that particular act without, in the sense that it is not a compulsion, it is not compulsory, and that person, the next person that does not carry it out, you do not look at that person as a sinful person, then in that particular aspect, it is permissible to carry out the khatmi khajgan. But if there's israr, that we have to do it, and it is compulsory, and if you do not do it, you're sinful, then in that circumstances, it is not permissible. It is makruh and it is bidat. So with this, there's no compulsion, but the virtues are there. Today, when it comes to our self-protection, ask everybody at home, we want wazifas. That time, we will not ask whether it's from hadith. Whatever is said to us, read this particular ayah so many times, read this surah so many times, read this name from amongst the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put your hand on your head, rub your eyes, everything, we will do that. Then we do not question whether it's manqul or not, whether it's sunnah or not. Because it's our personal, what you call it, benefit. And because we're in that particular situation and scenario, no matter what it is, today we will even go to the sangomas and utter the words of kufr and shirk in order to get better. This is our state. But when these Mubarak type of khatams that takes place, we are the first one to condemn it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us, guide us onto the ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this khatmi khajgan also rife, through which inshallah it's barakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only safeguard this particular community, but entire community of Cape Town. And in fact, inshallah, we ask Allah to protect the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a few times, let us read three times Durood Sharif, brothers. Allahumma salli wa sallam. Few times I will read it loud, we can read it together. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilayh. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja'a ولا من جاء من الله إلا إليه لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا من جاء من الله إلا إليه. Brothers can read three times on their own. Surah Alam Nashrah together each time with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam Nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na laka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak fa innama al-usri yusra innama al-usri yusra fa idha faraghta fansabh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam Nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na laka wizrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak fa innama al-usri yusra innama al-usri yusra fa idha faraghta. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح وضعنا لك الذي أنت ورفعنا لك فإنما العسر يسر إنما العسر يسر فإذا فرغت. Again, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. Three times the Durood Sharif, brothers. Jazakallah. In regard with this particular khatam, if anybody is interested and want to know the formalities, alhamdulillah, Khanka Masjid Shah Zakaria from Lanesia, who, alhamdulillah, who have organized this ijtima, they've got those pamphlets and those cards, the procedure of khatmi khajgan, inshallah. If you require it, you can ask those that are responsible, inshallah, they will be giving it to you. Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, you are the most gracious, most merciful. Oh Allah, you are our sustainer, provider, forgiver. Oh Allah, we turn to thee for forgiveness. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our sins. Oh Allah, be it major sins, minor sins. Oh Allah, be it knowingly, unknowingly. Oh Allah, be it intentionally, unintentionally. Oh Allah, whether we have committed these sins in the open or in privacy. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, you are Ghafoorur Rahim. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. Oh Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah, we do not even know how to make istighfar. Oh Allah, we are trying, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, no matter how weak we are, after all, we are still the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, through your love for Piyari Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, forgive us for our sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide us unto the ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, strengthen our iman. Oh Allah, protect us from all types of fitna. Oh Allah, be it fitna of shaitan. Oh Allah, be it fitna of our nafs. Oh Allah, be it fitna of the enemy. Oh Allah, let our iman act as a shield and protect us from all types of fitna. Oh Allah, those amongst us that are weak, Ya Allah, grant us strength. Oh Allah, as for those that are encountering any problems, oh Allah, please remove it from us. Oh Allah, as for those that are unemployed, grant us employment. Oh Allah, as for those that are employed, Allah, grant us halal tayyib rozi. Oh Allah, do not make us muhtaj of creation. Oh Allah, do not make us in need of creation. Oh Allah, you are our razik. Oh Allah, you are our provider. You are our sustainer. You know our needs, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant our needs with ease, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us one and all halal tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as for those that are in debts, Ya Allah, make it easy for us so that we may repay our debts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as for those that are ill, Ya Allah, grant us shifa, Ya Allah. If we are not physically ill, most certainly we are spiritually ill. Oh Allah, grant us both physical and spiritual shifa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as for those fortunate ones that have their parents and their elders, Ya Allah, let us make qadr of them. Oh Allah, let us value them. Oh Allah, let us make their khidmat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let today's parents, Ya Allah, shower kindness and love towards their children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, as for those that have passed away, Ya Allah, all those marhum, Ya Allah, that amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, fill their qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have made tawbah for our past, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to taste death as well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let our present and future, Ya Allah, be in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us lead our lives, Ya Allah, in such a manner that will gain thy pleasure, Ya Allah. Such should be your pleasure that at the time of death, Ya Allah, take us away with iman. Oh Allah, grant us a death of honor. honor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the death of a martyr, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us in the qabr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, safeguard us from the questioning of the qabr. Oh Allah, make Ya Allah, safeguard us from the torture, from the darkness, from the loneliness and the frightful sight of the qabr. Oh Allah, widen our graves, Ya Allah. Open the doors and windows so that we may taste the breeze and fragrance of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of Maidan al-Hashr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, raise us with honor and dignity, Ya Allah. Raise us amongst your chosen ones, Ya Allah. On that day, Ya Allah, grant us shelter under your arsh, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on that day there will be a group that will be granted entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Oh Allah, make us amongst those fortunate ones, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not take our deeds into account, for if you do, most certainly we are doomed and disgraced, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is only your mercies that can salvage and safeguard us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on that day let Piyari Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be proud of us and say unto you, this is my true ummati. Oh Allah, on that day let us be fortunate to drink water from the well of Kothar, from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, grant us that nur that will aid and assist us to cross the pul sirat with the speed of lightning. Oh Allah, safeguard us from the torches and fires of Jahannam. Oh Allah, grant us one and all nothing less than Jannat al-Firdaus. Oh Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant honor, respect and dignity to the ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Do not put us through such tests and trials, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, instead, Ya Allah, guide us into the ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, safeguard us from all these worldly calamities, Ya Allah, and difficulties, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for the ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let haq prevail, Ya Allah. Let batil be destroyed, Ya Allah. Most important, accept this ijtima, Ya Allah. As for those that have, Ya Allah, that have made khidmat, Ya Allah, and sacrificed their days and nights and their wealth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for them. You reward them in abundance, Ya Allah. As for those that have participated, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, make it easy and reward and accept us as well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let not a single person leave this ijtima, whether they came for a minute, Ya Allah, or for the entire duration and period, Ya Allah. Let us not leave without gaining the qualities of ma'rifat and ihsan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, as for the mashayikh, Ya Allah, that have made dua and their tawajjuh, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, in the efforts towards the success of this ijtima, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant them strength, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant them sound health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let their tawajjuh be upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we do not know how to thank them, Ya Allah. There is no limits in your treasures. You reward them in abundance, Ya Allah. As for those mashayikh that have passed away, Ya Allah, oh Allah, you fill the qabr with nur, Ya Allah. It was through their sacrifice that today it is made so easy for us, Ya Allah. You reward them in abundance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no limits in your treasure. Reward them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, most important, accept the isima. Accept all that have participated. As for those that would have loved to be here but could not make it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, reward them as well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, through the barakat of this isima in this community, Ya Allah, unite this community, Ya Allah. Safeguard and protect this community from all types of fitna, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, from all types of calamities, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make this a markaz, Ya Allah, wherein people will come and derive maximum benefit, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, through the tufail and barakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept our du'as. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Amin, amin, amin. Bijahin Nabi al-Kareem wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Bifadlika ya Rahman ya Rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.